That's harsh. I'm glad I don't have to say all that. So, Sue, could you please read the communications? It's my understanding that all five of the communication slots are from Accelerator. Would you like to come up together?
Item 263, 264, 65, 66, and 67, request to address Council regarding the Accelerator program, and the speakers are Lynn Lee, Siobhan James, Jennifer Bolanos, Renee Shade, and Marianne Bahruzzi.
Very good. You each have each have 3 minutes, and please come right on up. And the first three of you, if you want to bring two more chairs up, that's great too. And again, we just need your name for the record. And we find that these microphones work best if you have, you know, 6 or 8 inches away and they slide around. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'll begin. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. My name is Lynn Lee, and I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Society 9, which is a modern women's boxing brand producing boxing gear and apparel to empower women in their fight. I started this company 3 years ago because women were severely underserved in the boxing world. There was no quality product designed to fit them. There was no brand in existence focusing exclusively on the unique needs of the 18 million women around the world who do boxing fitness recreationally and competitively. Because of awards I've received, such as the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, I've been fortunate to build my network and receive investments, which has enabled my company to grow to where it is today. However, a company like mine is too risky for banks and not fast-growing enough for traditional venture capital funds that expect a return of 10x or more in a very short amount of time. I benefited professionally from a great relationship with the Portland Seed Fund, having been their first fund associate. This experience enabled me to learn behind the scenes what it takes to build and fund a high-growth business from the many talented portfolio founders, while understanding the relationship management required between founders and investors. I want to emphasize, though, that my experience is unique. This is definitely not every woman entrepreneur's experience. When businesses leave the pre-revenue stage, there is a massive gap of resources. With programs like TIE and Portland Incubator Experiment that help businesses launch past the pre-revenue stage, and institutional funds like Oregon Angel Fund that operate with a more traditional venture capital model, there is a huge opportunity in the middle where a majority of high-potential businesses lie. And it just so happens that most of these companies are founded by women and people of color. Programs like Accelerate offer continued education and support to fill this gap. And while I have been fortunate to build my network because of my professional experience and Society 9's unique success, I know that Accelerate will continue to provide a bridge for more women to grow their businesses and get to the next level. We are out here doing the work, striving to create meaningful impact, social change, jobs, and opportunities for others. And I encourage you to support women and minority entrepreneurs in order to represent all of the city and lift them up as a testament for what we hope Portland can be in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for allowing me to be here today. Hi, my name is Siobhan James, and I'm a business development consultant focusing on diverse founders in social innovation, consumer products, and consumer services. I currently work with the Portland Incubator Experiment, a business incubator that provides co-working space and mentorship to early-stage startups. And I also work with TIE Oregon on their Entrepreneur Bootcamp, a bootcamp that takes entrepreneurs through the Lean Canvas business model to help streamline and crystallize their ideas and businesses in 5 weeks. We hear a lot about who gets funded and has access to capital and resources nationally, but these are my actual personal statistics that I've encountered while being here in Portland. I've done recruitment and selection for the last 3 cohorts that have been a part of the Entrepreneur Bootcamp, and about 60% of those participants has been a woman of color. After completion, I don't know where to send all this talent. And in the past 6 months, I have encountered over 150 founders looking for support, not only financial, but for an incubator or a program or a development class, and more than half of those people that have approached me have been women. There was one woman in particular that I have seen at least a dozen times since the completion of the boot camp at different events around the city focusing on entrepreneurs and founders. She will be participating in Pitch Latino, and she's looking for more and intensive programs to help continue her business growth. And I would hate to see us not fan her flames and have them burn out, or even worse, if she takes her talents to another city because of lack of opportunities here. I think we read in TechCrunch and the Portland Business Journal and other publications about the lack of resources available to underrepresented people. And there is a real, tangible need here in Portland, and we'd like to be a part of that solution. We know that there are women founders out there when we're being intentional about who we support. And I know what it feels like to walk into a room and be the only one. I experience it several times a day. And I can tell you that is not where I thrive, and that is not a space that actually promotes growth. I wouldn't be able to do this work if it wasn't for these women who allow me to be noticed. Now we need to create a space where they feel supported and they get mentorship from each other and they feel noticed too. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the work you do. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. My name is Jennifer Bolanos, and I'm the founder and owner of Via Raiz, a shop that celebrates the new era of Mexican craft. Via Raiz is an homage to my heritage. The name means through roots and pays tribute to the idea of going back to your roots as a source of inspiration. It has become a way to connect with my origins and share the love for my culture with the world. My family is from Michoacán, Mexico, a state rich in history, culture, and folklore. My family's background has played an important role in starting Via Raiz. As a little girl, my parents would take me to visit the artisan towns and see the artisans creating their beautiful crafts. And these memories are some of the fondest memories that I have. My parents were entrepreneurs themselves, and they also served as inspiration. My dad was a flooring contractor, and Mama owned a home cleaning business. They taught me the power of hard work and determination. Portland is home to an incredible community of makers, doers, and creators. So when I moved here 4 years ago, I couldn't help but be inspired by the city's entrepreneurial spirit. Being here has given me the opportunity to connect with amazing people and create an invaluable network. The community support of entrepreneurs gave me the motivation to start my own business. I have looked at other incubator-style programs in Portland, and there's nothing like the Accelerate Fund. It's inclusive to a variety of business models and concepts with the sole requirement of seeking growth. With an all-female community, network, and mentorship, the Accelerate creates a safe and supportive space in which we can be understood, validated, celebrated, and successful. The Accelerate Fund recognizes the importance of women-owned businesses to their local communities. Their program is providing a critical platform to guide female entrepreneurs in creating sustainable growth strategies for their business and provide funding to businesses that span different industries and revenues. To achieve the goals that I have planned for Via Raiz, I'll need funding, but investors aren't interested in companies like mine, which are slow growing without an immediate enormous return. Through the Accelerate Fund, businesses like mine will have the ability to access the capital needed to thrive. My vision is to reframe what it means to be made in Mexico. Now more than ever, it's important to create a platform through which a cultural exchange between Mexico and the world can take place. More than a shop, I see Via Raiz as a cultural hub, helping build community by offering a space for people to come together to explore Mexico's burgeoning creative scene. Through the beauty of finely crafted wares, I want people to experience a different aspect of Mexican culture. Mexico has a powerful story to share on the world stage, and with the support of the Accelerate Fund and Portland community, I can take part in telling it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate all three of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you again so much for the opportunity to speak with you this morning. My name is Renee Shade, and I'm the Deputy Director of Accelerate. Last year, the Council supported us through Prosper Portland's budget process. Your support and the additional funding we received from Prosper Portland allowed us to successfully launch our Accelerator program and support the women entrepreneurs you see here today. Accelerate is a Portland-based nonprofit organization that provides support to women entrepreneurs to help them grow successful, scalable companies. Lynn, Jennifer, and Miriam don't have MBAs, but it's important that they have the business skills and knowledge to grow successful businesses. Accelerate provides this. We have a year-long accelerator for women entrepreneurs. Our programs provide practical and actionable education for women entrepreneurs, They have companies that have currently have products in the market, or what's called post-revenue, and they've got customers in the U.S. and abroad. Our participants come together twice a month for education, mentorship, and peer support. Over the course of the program, they receive over 100 hours of intensive support. Our goal with each cohort is to double these companies' revenues, help them retain their existing employees, and create at least 50 new jobs. As Siobhan mentioned, once a startup has completed a program such as PI, there is little structured support for them. Accelerate provides this structured support for women entrepreneurs. We create a safe space where entrepreneurs can be vulnerable and learn directly from the experience of other women. Nationally, the stories and statistics of women entrepreneurs, particularly women of color, are abysmal, and we've all heard them, particularly recently. In Oregon, the 2016 Capital Scan notes that a lack of business knowledge, financial knowledge, and capital is currently limiting new company formation and growth here in our state. Women have an amazing economic potential. We start businesses at 5 times the national average. We lead some of the most reliably profitable businesses that are more likely to succeed. We're more capital efficient and have higher annual revenues. A 2016 McKinsey study notes that a $475 billion investment in gender parity alone can lead to an additional $4.3 trillion in GDP by 2025. In cities such as Portland, this translates into a GDP increase that could be as much as 13%. With women-owned businesses, these economic gains are also not limited to those at the very top. One of our other participants, Ground Up, a nut butter company, works with local nonprofits to provide jobs to women transitioning out of homelessness. Accelerate's goal is to serve women entrepreneurs across the country. And here in Portland, we have the opportunity to build a national model to unlock the economic potential of women entrepreneurs across the U.S. So thank you again for your support last year. I hope you continue to see the value in supporting underrepresented and entrepreneurs such as Lynn, Jennifer, Miriam, and many, many more. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great. Hi, my name is Miriam Baruzzi. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. I am the founder of Spella Cosmetics. We launched in October 2016 and since then have expanded to over 40 storefronts nationwide, including retailers such as J.Crew and Anthropologie. I am a member of Woman Led and a member of the first cohort of Accelerate. When I was 3, my parents fled Iran as political refugees. With 3 kids and a few $1,000s, they started over in Vancouver, Canada. When I was 12, they opened their first grocery store and have since then expanded to 7 retail locations and a wholesale distribution company employing hundreds of individuals. They've had a lot of hard work and luck to enable their success, but I've learned through them that in building a business, the resources of time and money are always very limited. I attended law school here in Portland at Lewis and Clark, and looking for a change in my career, my dad reminded me of a childhood dream to start a cosmetics company. In building this business, I very quickly realized that there are really significant gaps in my knowledge, and Accelerate has been instrumental in filling those gaps and giving me the hard skills that I need to succeed. From the standpoint of mentorship and funding, it is so important that the leaders of this program are women. In my experience, it is very difficult to find male mentors without that relationship becoming misconstrued or sexualized. With regards to funding, I've been lucky enough to not need to seek outside funding yet, but I've heard many firsthand accounts of the difficulty of reaching funding as a female founder. Reasons range from investors not understanding a product or service targeted towards female consumers to investment meetings that end in being asked on a date. This atmosphere is not a great situation for women founders. And there is an undercurrent of sexism, in my opinion, in so much of the business world. And Accelerate defies that norm, and they provide a safe space to access the network that I need to be successful. Through this network, we pool resources, we motivate each other, and we have access to the high-level women mentors and investors that are so hard to find. As a cohort, we are all very focused on building successful businesses, which means hiring employees, giving back to our communities, and reinvesting in Portland's future. But as women, and especially as women of color, we have a lot of barriers to that success. And Accelerate builds that pathway and breaks down those barriers.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks for all of you being here, and we're proud to support Accelerate Through Prosper Portland, and it's great to have this feedback to know that that investment is greatly appreciated. So it's wonderful to have you take the time to come in and share your stories with us and your successes, and we wish you many, many more in the years ahead. Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you to each one of you for coming in and speaking your truth, and thank you in particular for spelling out why it is so difficult for women in business and the culture that we live in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.